Thank you, Dan. Dan Michalko and the amazing Science Emporium. Weekdays right around 2:30. We're live in Studio A with Radio Birds. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hey. They're based out of Atlanta. We're going to talk about their new release and, get to know how they came up with Radio Birds and all sorts of good stuff. We'll give some tickets away for the show tonight with Chris Knight, who they've done a couple shows with, I believe. And you don't want to miss the show. It's at 8 o'clock, and ColumbusRumbaCafe.com is the website for details. And we'll do a ticket giveaway, after the session today. What's this first one you're going to do?
This is one about my fiance. This one's called Miss Eileen.
All right.
Miss Eileen, I can see that you were made for better things, like chasing stars across the sea to the places in between. And oh, the way you shine so bright like Roman candles in the night. You dance across that southern sky, you're the crazy one for me, Miss Eileen. Can sting like a honeybee in the dead of spring. You're always quick to an apology, even though you know you're right. And when you think I'm not listening, I hear you carry that melody. You do it all so beautifully, and girl, I love to hear you sing, Miss Eileen. It's okay to breathe, you don't have to do all the worrying, your outlandish bouts of fantasy of how it might go wrong. Believe me when I say to you, there's nothing more I'd rather do when the day is done and the work is through, far with you between the sheets, Miss Eileen.
Miss Eileen. It's live from Studio A with Radio Birds. Their website is radiobirds.net, and you can check them out on Facebook, all that good stuff online. And formerly JK and the Lost Boys, when was the decision and to take on a new name? And it's kind of a unique story. You got it.
It's been about 3.5-4 years since we decided that that was kind of the time to change up the name. When Colin came on, our current drummer, that was the last original, like, when our last drummer left, that was the last original member of the JK and the Lost Boys, other than myself. And seemed like at that point, we were all writing music together then. I wasn't doing all the songwriting anymore, and the music was growing much faster and getting just to a much more cohesive place. So we decided it was kind of time to just go ahead and rebrand the whole project and kind of start from scratch. So we reached out to the fans that we had and did an online competition. And
which can be dangerous, but it worked out all right.
There were a lot of, we did submissions for the first round, open submissions. So we got most things that aren't allowed to be said on
We're pretty
radio.
Sure it was just one guy every night who got drunk and just submitted names every night.
They were gold, you know, though. They were gold.
Yeah.
You know, some God bless him.
Yeah, some of the appropriate ones were Altar Boys to Men.
I saw that one.
That was
Randy
a fun
Quaid's
one.
Quaid's Canadian Vacation was one of my favorites.
Yeah,
smells like Mexico.
I forgot about It Smells Like Mexico.
Why didn't that one win?
Yeah.
So how did you all, you know, settle on Radio Bird? Just seemed
one.
To fit.
It was the best one, and yeah, it
with,
was.
There was a lot of braiding of each other and verbal abuse, but then after we all agreed, after that we all were just so tired.
And we hugged it out.
Exhausted.
Sleep,
we were just,
yeah.
You know, we were like,
hugged it out and cuddled.
Fine, Radio Bird, it's fine.
Bed, yeah.
Well, your fans helped you make that decision, and they also kind of came through for you on one of the travels of the road that can be terrible sometimes, and we always hate hearing that vans get broken into. Tell us that story and what happened, if it's not too hard to talk about.
Well, I woke up one morning to take the van to be worked on, actually, because there was something wrong with it, and
Colin's always the first to wake.
It was not there at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, you gotta get closer into the mic. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 8 in the morning, the van was not there, and I was like, oh, the valet guy must have moved it so that, to make room for some rich person's car or something like that. And then I started thinking, I was like, we didn't give the valet the keys. And, you know, it took us about an hour of, really trying to not think that it was stolen, and then we had to call the cops. Yeah. And
I found the Frisbee on the sidewalk where it had been parked, and that was kind of like when we realized.
That's their calling card, like the
wet van. I think that's their signature move, is they always find the one object that they think is really, that would really strike you.
It
really
strike again.
The object that would really strike, you know, like hurt us, where, you know, get it where it counts and leave it on the sidewalk. That's the calling card.
So we gave up on life and left St. Louis, flew back to Atlanta on buddy passes, and a bunch of our fans through a GoFundMe page basically raised enough money for us to replace all of our equipment. And we ended up finding most of the equipment and finding that the van was pretty much wrecked. So our fans saved us for the whole next year of touring, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, but they also get the rights to, you know, make fun of us at every show that they come to now.
Well, that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, that's all right. We're okay with that.
Okay. Well, so where did you find online and stuff? Like, how did you find some of the equipment? Where?
Oh, no.
The cops found it.
Cops found it, and it was still in the van.
Oh, okay.
Still in the van, yeah.
So
they
didn't
they stole it and broke some stuff and then took what they could carry. So yeah,
I think the van didn't quite make it to the destination they were trying to get to because they already had problems.
Because it needed fixed.
See
how that works out?
We got a nice pair of headphones out of it and some women's underwear. Used women's underwear, though.
That was left in the van for us.
So everybody in the band claims that it wasn't theirs, but, you know, I'm not too sure.
All right, guys. It's Radio Birds live from Studio A. We want to fit two more songs in before we go to Fresh Air this afternoon, as well as Garrison. And they're tonight over at Rumba Cafe, 8 o'clock showtime, with Chris Knight. And what's this next one you're going to do?
This is the last track on our new record. This one's kind of the chill one. This one's called Wait For Me In The Fall.
Take me back to old Carolina. Won't you come run away with me? I know I can't give you all you hold for, but I can give you all you need. Oh, Give me something soft like Sweet Religion. Give me something in this world I can believe. No, I don't need much, I don't need much to get by. But your skin is all I need. Could you wait for me in the fall? Could you wait for me in the fall? I could love you in the fall. Oh, oh, love you in the fall. I will sit here, wait for you forever. But I know it'll take some time. I wouldn't move on if this heart would let me. But I know we'd be alive. Oh, I know we'd be alive. Oh.
It's Radio Birds joining us live from Studio A this afternoon, and you can find that off their brand new album. Well, gosh, it's been out a couple months now.
A few months.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it'll be available at the show tonight over at the Rumba, and 8 o'clock showtime, columbusrumbacafe.com is the website. And I've been doing a few gigs with Chris Knight. What about after Columbus?
After Columbus, we're... moving on to a couple different spots.
Chicago and Newport.
Is that with Chris Knight too, or headed?
Yeah, we're gonna be with Chris Knight until Saturday. So yeah,
Very cool.
Newport.
We love Chris Knight. Yeah, he was here last time around he played Columbus. So we're glad to have these guys, Radio Birds, joining us live. And I'm sure some of Game of Thrones fans out there might like some skinny on a certain cast member, or tell us about your connection.
Yeah, we met Jason Momoa, all better known as Khal Drogo on that show, at a bar one night, and he played slaps with our manager and beat him up. Not really. Just kidding, Jason. But, yeah, and then it's history from there. Ended up having a song in one of his movies. It's actually the first movie that he directed it himself, called Road to Paloma. You guys should check that out. And, I've been hanging out ever since.
That's cool. Where was this that you met up? In Atlanta.
He was shooting the Red Road, I believe, at the time.
We didn't play slats when we met him. We played Big Buck, and then slats came later when we were more comfortable.
Oh, okay.
You condense 3 months of
getting the courage up.
All my dreams and things just end up coming together. So,
and so a new video is out there as well. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
We did a video actually with the same guy, Brian Mendoza, who shot Road to Paloma, and we worked with him in Atlanta, and. Kind of did the life of a lighter. We realized that none of us ever actually hold on to the lighters that we originally bought, and I don't think anybody does. And so what happens to them and where do they go? And so we kind of did the wild night life of a lighter.
Yeah, it's kind of like money.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Don't ever lick with them. They're probably in places you don't want to know.
Definitely.
In a future dystopian post-apocalyptic world, lighters will be currency.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lighters and Twinkies.
We're banking on that.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Great to meet you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at the show tonight. It's with Chris Knight, and we'll do a ticket giveaway after this song that they take us out with. What's this last one?
This is actually the song that we did the video for. This one's called Hold On Me.
Underneath the spell, but she do it well.